Hello, this is Greg, and I'll be reading the Vermilion County News for Tuesday, December 12th, 2019. And we will start with the front page of the commercial news. Our first story is entitled Ready for Business: New Senior Site to Treat Residents Like Family. And this is by Jennifer Bailey. Danville. When the Villas of Hollybrook and Reflections Memory Care Senior Living Community has its grand opening on Saturday, one of the things Executive Director Jessica Sempeck is most proud of is that the staff will be treating the residents like family. Sempeck said they have a great group of employees, totaling about a dozen, who include activities and wellness directors and nurses. More employees are expected to be hired to total several dozen when the facility sees more residents move in. The exceptional staff is dedicated to their work, she said. I'm really excited, Sempeck said. Senior care is my passion. The grand opening from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday at 2215 North Bowman Avenue will include tours, refreshments, and giveaways of a television, Instant Pot, and air fryer. Reggie Phillips with Charleston-based Phillips Investments, which is a faith-based, family-owned and operated company that owns the facility, said they hope to see around 300 to 400 people during the grand opening. I love the grand opening, he said. You have to have a staff that loves what they do, he added, saying they want the residents to live their greatest lives they can at the facility. There are 19 villas locations in Illinois, and another one in Bradenton, Florida, and a location in Brazil, Indiana. There are also several others under construction. In Danville, the first residents are expected to begin moving into the new facility in late December or early January, Sempeck said. The facility can house about 80 residents. Groundbreaking for the approximately $10 million facility occurred in July of 2018. We are assisted living, independent living, and memory care, Sempeck said. The Villas of Hollybrook and Reflections Memory Care has 50 assisted living units, which includes 4 2-bedroom units and the rest 1-bedroom. It also has the memory care secured area with 24 studios and 4 are doubles, to house up to 28 memory care residents, Sempeck said. Sempeck said they've been having pre-opening sales and have a handful of units already reserved. Costs start at $2,875 monthly for 1 bedrooms and go up to $4,850 for a 2-bedroom deluxe. Semi-private memory care units start at $4,375 and increase to $5,775 starting for private units. There are also community fees and applicable level of care fees. Sempeck said the supportive environment and range of amenities also make the villas unique. The facility is warm and inviting, including Christmas decorations right now. Amenities include 3 chef-prepared meals a day, a cafe open 24 hours for items such as coffee and ice cream, a Four Seasons room, exercise room, games and activities area, movie theater, beauty and barber shop, and an outdoor courtyard that includes a grill and waist-high garden. The back of the property also will have a pond. Sempeck said it will feel like being in the country and not like living off Bowman Avenue. We will have a walking club, Sempeck said, adding that it's an eighth of a mile to walk throughout the facility. There will be transportation to take residents to doctor appointments and to go shopping. They are planning antiquing and other trips, too. The memory care area has a colorful open area with umbrellas hanging from the ceiling. There is also a fish tank for sensory stimulation. It's created to be a village. Each room is like a cottage, Sempeck said of the memory care area. It's kind of magical, like Disneyland, she added about the area. It's really designed to stimulate the senses. It also has a nursery with baby dolls to help persons with dementia. There also are bright plates to dine on, which are pleasing to the senses. Sempec said the facility has about everything someone needs. Last-minute details continue to be worked on this week prior to the grand opening. Sempec said they've been doing a lot of cleaning because of the construction and dust. Everyone is ready for the residents, she said. We want to spoil our residents. Our next story is entitled Menorah Joins Capitol's Display. This is from Capitol News, Illinois, and it's by Rebecca Ansel. Springfield. A Hanukkah menorah was added to the holiday display in the State House Rotunda Friday, joining a holiday tree. Nativity scene, satanic sculpture, and winter solstice sign installed days earlier. Lubavitch Chabad of Illinois, a group that aims to further the worldwide Hasidic Jewish movement, placed the symbol of spreading light and increasing light, Rabbi Meir Moskowitz said. The menorah is the oldest symbols of the Jewish faith, a seven-branch candelabra of the nation of Israel in order to be a light unto the nations. Representative Sarah Feigenholz, a Democrat from Chicago and a member of the Jewish caucus, said in an email, I am delighted that it is displayed every year in the Capitol Rotunda in celebration of the holiday. The office of Democratic Senator Ram Bilvalam from Chicago applied December 4th with the Secretary of State's office to install the holiday display addition. I have the largest concentration of Jewish constituents out of any district in the state, and so I see firsthand the different religions, cultures, and languages throughout my district, he said. I also see how important it is to celebrate each one and also recognize the commonalities that each one has with the other. Displaying the menorah is an opportunity that we have to bring people together. The religious group has displayed this menorah for many, many years, Moskowitz said, and will be adding a new accompanying sign in the coming days. To celebrate Hanukkah, which begins the night of December 22nd, a staff member will light each bulb on the corresponding day, he added. Hanukkah is unique in that the message of Hanukkah is spreading light and increasing light. Every day we add one more, Moskowitz said. It's a universal message, especially nowadays when there is so much negative news. It's important to metaphorically and practically make positive news and light and goodness. Where is more appropriate than the state capital of this special state? The Lubavitch Chabad of Illinois also displays menorahs in Chicago at the Thompson Center and Daley Plaza, the site of the largest menorah in the state, at 20 feet tall. And our last story from the front page is entitled Council to Act on Sewer Project. Denmark Road Work Also Includes Road Redesign. This is by Jennifer Bailey. Danville. Members of the Danville City Council's Public Works Committee will consider an amendment tonight for the Northwest Sanitary Sewer Service Area and Denmark Road Improvement Project. Additional engineering services are required for sewer and roadway design revisions requested by city officials and rebidding of both the roadway and sewer portions of the project to complete Phase 2 engineering, according to the city resolution. The agreement amendment with Hansen Professional Services of Springfield is for an additional $30,835. The total project agreement amount would be $642,203. Costs related to the roadway would be paid through a transfer of $15,017 from the city's motor fuel tax fund reserves. Costs relating to the sanitary sewers also would be paid through a transfer of $15,819. New city engineer Sam Cole has been reviewing the project that had been delayed. The Denmark Road Sanitary Sewer Project isn't expected to start until the second half of 2020, with the roadway work not expected until spring of 2021, according to Cole. The city has again been preparing to apply for an Illinois Environmental Protection Agency loan. Once funds are secured, we can commence with the bidding piece, Cole said. He said it depends on funding the IEPA has for the loan, and there is the potential for principal forgiveness on the loan. It's a really good tool for us, he said. The project involves constriction of a sanitary sewer, realignment of Old Ottawa Road between Rue Bienville and Denmark, intersection improvements, reconstruction of the road to include curb and gutter and sidewalk, widening along Denmark Road for a sidewalk and bike lanes, sidewalk construction, and pedestrian bridge construction. Construction had been expected to start in 2019, but was postponed. Alderman, in June 2019, rejected the $6.2 million contract with Cross Construction of Urbana for the new gravity sewer, force main, pump stations, a pipe pedestrian bridge, and bridge joint replacement. The improvements were to take place through Chateau Estates and along Old Ottawa and Denmark roads. The council approved the contract in May of 2019 after Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. in April of 2019 pulled the contract prior to an alderman vote because he said he needed more time to review it and for some clarifications. The city didn't receive the IEPA loan at that time for the project. City officials said at that time, some of the fault with the delay was on the part of the city and former city engineer, and some of it with Hansen. If the city wouldn't receive the loan again, the city still would need to find funding for the sewer portion within 3 to 5 years because it sees annual main breaks, Danville Public Works Director Carl Carpenter also then said. In other business, committee members will consider authorizing establishment and distribution of Danville area corporate membership and funds for Harrison Park Golf Course. The city and golf course started a corporate membership program this year designed to increase revenues at the golf course, city pool, Danville Tennis Center, Danville Stadium, David S. Palmer Arena, and or Lincoln Lanes. It was $1,000 for a corporate membership available to all businesses in the Danville area, which has revenue going to $600 to the golf course, $150 each to the other two entities chosen, and $100 for Harrison Park Clubhouse. Of the $500 corporate family membership, $250 was to go to the golf course, and $125 each to the other two entities chosen, and $125 per entity chosen for additional entities. Also tonight, committee members will consider the following: approving a contract for construction of the 2020 downtown sidewalk improvements. Bid opening isn't until December 16th. The work would include sidewalk and tree replacement improvements along North Vermilion Street from Main to Seminary Streets, and on North Street from Gilbert to Jackson Streets. The work will be paid with Community Development Block grant funds the city needs to expend in a timely manner, according to city officials. Also, authorizing reimbursement of $25,000 to the Village of Catlin for the railroad overpass transportation study as authorized by Danville Area Transportation Study. The city is managing agency of DATS. Upon reimbursement, the city can itself obtain reimbursement from the DATS funds. Also, approving an agreement with Aqua Illinois for mounting and maintenance of a communication repeater. According to the resolution, the city has a remote lift station monitoring system using radio frequency to communicate between the sanitary sewer lift stations and the Voorhees Street City Building. A clear line of sight is needed between the lift stations and the building. Aqua owns and maintains two water towers in the 2300 block of North Vermilion Street. The city desires to erect and maintain a signal repeater on the South Tower to improve signal communications. The repeater requires an electrical source, with Aqua having the power source capable of supporting an additional 20-amp service. The city will pay Aqua $10 per month or $120 per year for the use of their facility and electricity. The agreement runs to December 31st, 2024, unless terminated. And now we will turn to the obituaries for Tuesday, December 10th. The first is for Michael Mycroft. Michael A. Mycroft, 58, of Covington, Indiana, passed away at 12:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on December 2, 2019, at IU Health Arnett Hospital in Lafayette, Indiana. A private service will be held for Michael, and he will be laid to rest in Coal Creek Cemetery. His family was assisted by Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Covington at 420 3rd Street in Covington, Indiana. As Mike would say, Mike-a-billy out. Alan Makowitz. Alan W. Makowitz, 48, of Westville, passed away at 3:56 a.m. Sunday, December 8, 2019, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. A celebration of Alan's life will begin with a procession that will start at 9:20 a.m. on Friday, December 13th, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Westville, and will proceed to his memorial service at Second Church of Christ at 3350 East Voorhees Street in Danville. This will begin at 10:30 a.m. at the church, with several of his church family officiating. Memorial visitation will be from 4 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, December 12th, at Second Church of Christ in Danville, with a Masonic service to begin at 7 p.m. Please dress casual and wear, if you can, your Mac Strong shirts or baseball jerseys. He was accorded cremation rites, as were his wishes. Memorial donations may be given in Alan's name to Westville Recreation League or Second Church of Christ Junior High Ministry. Cindy Highfill. Cindy Highfill, 67, of Crescent City, Florida, went home to be with her Lord on Saturday, December 7, 2019. Cindy's life will be celebrated at 3:30 p.m. Saturday, December 14th, at South Putnam Church in Crescent City, Florida, with pastors Daniel Jones and Brian Baker officiating. Watts Funeral Home and Cremation Center is in charge of the arrangements. Darla Lewis. Darla S. Lewis, 55, of Ridge Farm, Illinois, passed away peacefully Tuesday, November 12, 2019. A celebration of life service will be at 1 p.m. on Sunday, December 15th, in the Blakeney Building at Ward Park in Ridge Farm. Lou Ann Brewer. Lou Ann Gash Brewer, 76, of Rossville, formerly of Westville, died at 5 p.m. Saturday, December 7, 2019, at home. Rort Vet Funeral Services at 3 South Hodge Street in Tilton is in charge of arrangements. George Felmeth. George Felmeth, 60, of Danville, died at 2:12 p.m. Friday, December 6, 2019, at home. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Rort Vet Funeral Services at 3 South Hodge Street in Tilton. And next up, we have from the News Gazette, the Rediscover Danville column for December 10th, 2019. And this one is entitled, Light Up the Season. by Carol Nichols. Light up your holiday season with a ride around the country, enjoying the outside Christmas displays. This list is by no means all of the great lighting displays, even the public ones that are out there. Light Up Vermilion is in its second official year. The tradition started last year by Amy McKinley and her neighbors on North Vermilion Street in Danville, encouraging everyone to put up Christmas displays along the heavily traveled street. Vermilion Street has always been beautiful during the holidays, but as longtime owners are replaced by new owners, sometimes the focus on holiday decorating changes. This effort has been a great way to encourage everyone to come together to create a beautiful experience for our whole community. Continue up Vermilion past the pond at Sunset Memorial Park, where every year brings new and even more beautiful lighting displays. This year, Sunset has outdone themselves. Keep traveling Route 1 north to Rossville's Chrisman Park. That includes a drive through special lighting displays daily from 5 to 9 p.m. Go on Saturday and shop till you drop at the Volunteer Fire Department building at 617 North Chicago Street, where 17 vendors will set up shop from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Santa will stop by from 1 to 3 p.m. Through the power of Christmas magic, on Saturday, Santa will also be at the Village Mall in Danville, at his house in Temple Plaza in downtown Danville from 11 to 2, at the Catlin Masonic Lodge from 2 to 4 p.m., and Sunny's Corner Cafe in Seidel from 5 to 7 p.m. Travel on to Hubston's Light Up McFerrin Park, where reindeer leap over your car as you travel by lighting exhibits of the North Pole, Santa's Workshop, and the Nativity, to name a few. Lights are on from dusk until 11 p.m. While there, enjoy the Thomas's Light Show at 928 Penn Street in Hubston. A detour over to Henning Road on your way up or back will bring a stop at Kennecuck County Park's Bunker Hill Historic Area. The collection of authentic 19th century area buildings are lighted for the holiday weekends from 5 to 8 p.m. The Village of Tilton encourages you to come out and take a drive through their 2019 Tilton Winter Wonderland Christmas light display at the Tilton Ballpark weekends from 5 to 10 p.m. and December 20th through the 29th every night. See the Danville Area Visitors Bureau site at www.visitdanvillearea.com for times and more information. While you are there, check out other fun events this week like Christmas Movies at the Fisher and Christmas at the Fisher with the Danville Barbershop Chorus, the Grinch That Found Christmas Dinner Theater at the Seidel Assembly UPC, A Christmas Story by Red Mask Players, and It's a Wonderful Life radio play presented by the Dark Horse Theater Company of Vermilion County at Sleepy Creek Vineyards. If you know of other light displays that are very special, email me at sbdc@dacc.edu, and I will get them in next week so we can all rediscover the beautiful sights of the season in Vermilion County. And from the local pages of the News Gazette, we have a brief story here by Mary Schenck. Ahead of trip, Danville band raising funds. Danville. A Danville blues band is holding a weekend fundraiser to help defray the costs of participating in the 36th International Blues Challenge in Memphis next month. Alex Jenkins and the Bombers won a Blues Challenge competition in Peoria over the Labor Day weekend at the Heritage Blues and Music Festival, netting them a spot in Memphis on the world-famous Beale Street. Band member Tim Jenkins said they expect to compete against about 140 other blues groups during a 5-day stint in the city that is ground zero for the blues. The competition is held at various clubs on Beale Street, and Jenkins said their band will be competing against the best of the best. Because the challenge runs from January 28th through February 1st, the three-member band could use help paying for the trip. From 2 to 7 p.m. Sunday, the band is holding a fundraiser at Better Days Bar in Tilton. It will feature a silent auction, food to buy, and a jam session open to bands of any genre. And turning back to the commercial news, we have a couple of brief stories here. One is entitled, Police Investigate Another Shooting. This is a staff report. Danville. A Danville man was injured in another shooting in the city during the weekend. At around 4:30 a.m. Sunday, Danville police officers responded to a residence in the 200 block of Walnut Street for a report of shots fired. Upon arrival, officers located a 30-year-old Danville man with a gunshot wound to his leg. The man told police he was in his residence when he heard someone knocking on his door. The man said someone then kicked his door open and began firing shots into the residence. The man was unable to provide a description of the suspect. The man was transported to an area hospital for treatment of his non-life-threatening wound. No other injuries were reported. The investigation into this incident continues. Anyone who has information regarding the incident is asked to call Danville Police at 217-431-2250 or Vermilion County Crime Stoppers at 217-446-TIPS. Next we have Training to Close Traffic Lane on Main. And again, this is a staff report. The southernmost eastbound lane of Main Street between Schultz and Beard Streets will close from 4 to 6 p.m. today for training, according to the Danville Fire Department. Weather permitting, the training is scheduled to be completed by Thursday. If it is raining or the weather temperature drops below 20 degrees with wind chill at 4 p.m., the training will be canceled. During training from 4 to 6 p.m., the southernmost eastbound lane of traffic will be closed and traffic will be reduced to one lane. Fire department officials ask drivers to choose an alternate route to avoid delays. There will be a high volume of fire department traffic during these training operations. Motorists and pedestrians are urged to use caution while traveling in the work zone and be attentive to the changes in traffic control. For information, contact Lieutenant Christopher McMahon at 217-431-2350. And finally, from the community briefs, in Danville, Lions are to meet. The Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin Cooperative High School Chorus will perform at noon Thursday for the Danville Lions Club at noon at Spanky's Banquet Hall at 409 East Main Street. Also, veterans' views are sought. The Veterans Affairs Ileana Healthcare System plans a Veterans Town Hall from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Wednesday at the Danville Public Library at 319 North Vermilion. The event is open to the public. Representatives from the Medical Center will be present to answer questions. For information, contact Public Affairs at 554-5084. And that's about all the time that we have for today, Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. My name is Greg, and again, it's been a pleasure to read for you. I hope you have a fantastic day. Take care.